Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. Today is September 21st, and this is The Source. We have a very exciting show today. Today we have the founder of Diamonds Network, diamondsforever31.blogspot.com, Elizabeth Mulligan, or Elizabeth Diamond is how she goes, but the name she goes by. So, Elizabeth, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Great. So exciting to have you on our show here.
Well, I'm sitting here at a gas station. My car won't start. The hood's up. I'm looking at a big blue sign with the big bold red 7, and the letter printing is white. Well, I'm waiting for somebody coming up here for the car. And I'm on the phone call, so let's see how this works out, huh?
Okay, all right. Well, we will figure it out. I could always carry the air for a little bit if need be.
Okay.
So Elizabeth, let's start with just tell us a little bit about yourself and about the Diamonds Network.
Oh, you got to give me a point to start with. Well, I'm a girl, a woman, and I live in this world, Earth. Let's see. I don't know. I've always wanted to be unique and help the world and help people. I'm a nurse by trade. And I started getting on these conference calls, and I decided everybody was talking about all what's going on in the world that's bad and oppressive, depressive. So eventually came to a point where, we got to go on the other side. Let's talk. There's a lot of positive stuff and a lot of positive changes. So that's when I started the Diamonds Forever 31 show. And through three or four years now, it's expanded to Diamonds Network, where we have four different shows Monday through Thursday.
Very cool. I love what you guys got going there with Diamonds Network. And I just have enjoyed it so much the past couple of weeks here, being able to be a guest a few times and bring the Source Network in your house and talk a little bit about, you know, what we are working on this side. And it's been a great joy. And you've got a really good foundation, good structure for something that can grow and really bring a lot of change to the world through the airwaves. So,
absolutely. That's my, you're welcome. And that's my vision, to impact people and the world in a deep way. And yes, and we've enjoyed you have Doran's coming and giving us updates of what's going on with the Source.network, which is an awesome, it's the grand vehicle to jump in, everybody. Let's work together. So, we've enjoyed you on the Diamonds Network when you come give those updates, and it's really awesome.
Thank you for that. So, I like to get to know, like, what drives a person, like, what brings you your greatest joy, like, what, you know, passions, purpose, you know. So, tell me a little bit about what drives you.
What drives me? what drives me? I guess the oppression, depression through my whole life has driven me. Oh, it's driven me, all right. But you know what? It's helped me grow as a person. And it's to get down to the nitty-gritty root of it, it's helped me and all of us love deeper.
Yeah.
I like to be unique. I don't know. I like to come up with different witty ideas and impactful, inspirational, insightful, happy, joy, all of those words. That's what I like. And I like to bring that out in voice and media and not just touch one person, but a lot at the same time, but yet uniquely.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Your new idea, the message that you've been getting about fair, fun on the air, I think that's going to be huge. I really do. And, hey, it's not any secret why you're getting the call to take a leap here. And, you know, like really Ojai in California and what we're doing out here, just coming together and putting it all together, you know, maybe that's just what the world needs is a little more fun. And how else better to get the people out there to know it than to just broadcast it out to the whole planet. So.
Well, our big job is, you know, all these years and years and years was their job of separating us in many, many facets, in many ways, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. Now our job, and it's not really a job, because as you find your passion in your heart, what you want to do is to bring us all back together. You know, neighbors loving neighbors, like I said, my patron, and everybody loving everybody. I mean, I went to the fair, actually, this summer. I won the Demolition Derby. I wasn't even going to join it. This one woman out of 12 guys in the car number 8. But, you know, when I was at the fair, I even rode the big rides, but I had to have another person with me. So I just talked to strangers, a little boy and a black boy, a white man. And they thought it was strange, this older woman coming and, hey, can I ride with you? And they're kind of like step backish, like, you know, you could feel, if you guys try to test that, you could feel the separation. So by the end of our little journey, we all were kind of friends, but it took a little bit. Yeah. People are standoffish. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Totally.
What we need.
Totally,
to just,
I can feel that. I've noticed that as well. Yeah. Totally. Totally. So tell us about like your big leap, like where, you know, in your life right now, like what, you know, what was it like and what's the call? Like, what's your motivation? I know, like, I was just on the air on Diamonds Network, and that was really big for me to find my voice and to broadcast. And that was a big, big moment for me. And I was sharing a lot of visioning, the Source Network visioning, and I was talking a lot about how we're bringing back the village and how we're broadcasting the solutions to the world and how we're networking together, all those that have the solutions to build the new internet, and how we're building the global omniversal broadcast network, and how the transformational tour movement will be from village to village, 3 years of tours in the next 3 years. And you just something lit you on fire. So tell me a little bit about that.
Oh my God. You know, I think, we're all transitioning every day. Nothing's by accident that comes into your life. Nothing, nothing. Even if you look at it as good or bad or a pain in the butt, but nothing. So the big part where I started seeing it was when I started this Diamonds Call and the Diamonds blog. So I was, my daughter and her three young children, babies, they were living with me, and we were in a house, and then I ended up, she moved out, and I was in a house and moved to an apartment, you know, and you have all this stuff nowadays, all this stuff that I don't like to waste, and I don't like to throw things away. It's just, I don't know, but so God knows. So after the house, I moved to an apartment for about a year, and then I just didn't want to work anymore. I didn't want to work in the humdrum over and over and over in the world every day, same thing, same thing. And I was just working on myself, you know, and asking God to heal me and, you know, getting that love vibration higher in me. It always starts with you. Love yourself first, everybody. That's all you have to really do, is take that journey of loving yourself, going inside. Stop being outside of yourself doing the daily stuff, and that's what they want. So go inside, take time. So then I ended up losing my job anyway, no fault of my own, and losing my apartment. I went into and I wanted simple at this time, so I moved into a house with the one where I lived, rented one bedroom, and then another house, one bedroom, and then another house, one bedroom. So all those moves, I had to downgrade. I'm now down to my last jaunt, where I'm only have what I own in my car. And so that journey alone, and then when Doran came along, actually Misty, one of our shows on the Diamonds Network, We Are the Solution, her name's We Are the Solution. she found Doran. Doran's been a friend of hers, and she brought Doran on the show. And that's when I found out about the source.network. I always say, we are the solution, found the solution, the source.network. That's the big beauty car we can all drive in, you guys. So I was excited. This is what Diamonds Net, it started with the Diamonds Show, then Diamonds Network, and it grew. And I could see and sense that we're like at a foundation. I built the foundation as far as I could. I don't know a lot of tech stuff, like, you know, webmasters and all that and marketing and all that. So it's like, you know, you feel stuck a little bit. But then when Doran came on, I was like, oh, my God, this is it. This is it. And I was set, you know. Free, my kids are all good and everything. It's like, okay, I'm going and down to California, where we're going to gather together and help each other with teamwork and bring neighbors, loving neighbors back together and in a fun way. So that's what I'm excited about. I've been waiting all my life for this. I think I you know, my heart feels that way.
Yes. So how's yes. That? I am the same as you. Like, I am another you. my journey 2 years ago, well, first of all, I had a business back in Ohio, and I was driving around in circles for 8 years. So I definitely had to leave it all, like, because it was hell, and I created that hell. And when I let go of my business, I moved home to my dad's house for a couple months. And in those few months, I had major shifts happening, my family came together again after like 15 years. We all really bonded, and there was a lot of healing for all of us. And then a few grandmothers of our family passed away one after another on the three full moons that I was home. So, and then my dad and I got to watch the Ohio State win a championship, and it was just all bonding, and the family connected back together, and there were shifts going on. You know, my brother had a shift, and I was there for all that. But during those 3 months, I was still online the whole time, building this network to, you know, joining thousands of Facebook groups and sharing truth online constantly. I had already been doing it for like 3 years, and this was my point where I was like, all right, I left my business. Now, how can I bring in a better world? How can I really do this? And I met a girl, a young woman named Jackie online, because she received one of my articles I posted online was about how to free yourself from the matrix. And she read it, and she felt that energy, and she contacted me right away. And when she contacted me, I received that message as like, wow, this is an energy I haven't felt before. Wow, this is my energy. I'm like, well, I'm talking to another me. And Jackie and I ended up talking online for 3 months and just were 100% connected on all levels. And it got to the point where she just kept telling me, like, you need to move to California. You need to move to California. Everything's happening out here. Come down here, Marianne Williamson, and this and that, and the conscious people and spiritual people, and it's all happening here. And so it got to the point where I was getting messages, all right, it's time to go. And I just, like, packed my 15-passenger van and drove Route 66, the Mother Road, all the Native Indigenous lands across our country, and stopped at families' houses and friends and friends' parents' houses. And it gave me a chance to just kind of like enjoy my journey across the country. And I stopped at like 5 different family and friends' houses. I even stopped and spent a day with a light worker that I had met online, who we both were serving, part of each other's journey. Just wow. It was like really a big letting go, a big, like, I was becoming a man in that the Mother Road was birthing me to my new reality that I had already created with my consciousness. And it just took me letting go and saying no to everything that was my life, and every person that was telling me what to do, parents and teachers and government leaders and media and every other voice other than yourself, you know, tries to keep you limited in a box. but then you have to at some point say no more and I am, and just go forward and just create that reality that you live out, that reality that you've always dreamt possible. So yeah.
Yes. And it's very important for everybody I'm seeing. Just yesterday I watched a movie. Now check this out, you guys. This is why it's so important for us to gather together, and you know, the ones that are already in love with themselves already. Let's come together, love, and love the world. That'll just attract it. But we need you guys that are already in love with yourself, or on that journey, and you have that yearning in your heart. Because in the movie, check this out. In the movie, you know, we create our world, if you know the quantum physics and all that, and maybe Doran can speak, make it a little bit more clear. In the world, you know, the mass media puts fear into us and does false flags and all that. Fear, fear, fear. So we think about it, and we create that even more in our world, right? Fear. Well, let's reverse that. Let's all of us love people first, and not anybody that has a yearning in their heart, just take that leap. Because as we gather together in masses, or, you know, in different sections of the world, all around the world, as we start this, we're going to put fear in them. And guess what? Fear that we're doing all the good stuff. When they have fear, guess what? They're going to help us create this. Yay! Because it's going to even momentum more. You see what I'm saying, Doran?
Yeah, totally. Totally, yes. And we do create our reality. And I'm like a broken record right now, because I feel that I have the teachings of today, that the idea that time has come, basically, and it's so simple. It's just our thoughts and our words, our vibration, our intentions, or visualization of the future, and our actions create our reality. So it's just a simple process of shifting our thoughts to the most positive, shifting our words to the most positive, vibrating at a higher frequency by being in joy, by being lighthearted, by playing and singing and dancing and laughing and crying tears of joy, and just in every moment just try to be a kid again, and vibrate at a high frequency by being love, and sharing your love with the world. And then when you set intentions, or you visualize the future, the life that you wish to live out, the vibration level that you are at is able to mirror your reality back to you from that new higher vibration. You can mirror a new higher reality that your thoughts, your words, your intentions are choosing every day when you do your thoughts and words and intentions, and then just taking action. Like, you can't, like Elizabeth's doing here, you can't just sit back in Minnesota. Once you've done all this work for so long, you know, it takes action to show that you really mean it. And then when you go somewhere new, you're shown the reality that you've created. And then if you even pick up again and go again to somewhere new, it'll show an even better reality, because you're consistently creating a new reality. So yes, totally.
Yeah. And an important point, well, you said it, to become a little child again. You have that little child in you. It's buried by all the trauma and oppression, depression you went through in your life, those wounds. That's why it's important to love yourself every day. I mean, make it a point to, and do your meditation work. That's the hardest thing. I went through that experience in the Christian realm. I took a leap of faith in there. And I just wanted to be free, and everybody was sitting in pews and all that. And, you know, there's people that encouraged me that I saw. I went up there and worshiped, would dress in different, you know, do flags and worship and play the tambourine and all that. And I'm telling you, that takes a leap of faith. You've got to get into your heart. So it's hard. It's a push to become a little child. So what the vehicle, the source.network, and this transformational tours, and we need all of you guys that are on the journey of loving yourself to come together, because we need that role model, and for the people, the neighbors that will come to, you know, when they see more than one or two people doing it, the whole middle circle, they're going to feel free, and it'll be easy transition. What do you think? Yeah.
Totally. And, you know, and then a lot of people's concerns, like they want to take a leap, but a lot of people are they feel limited. They feel that they need to keep working that job. They feel that they have, you know, family that they have to, like their life is committed to others. They feel there's a lot of programming around, you know, why we're here it's just all those why, those concerns, those why you can't do anything, why, and then your heart gets hurt, and you close off the world every time you're not living your highest excitement and speaking your truth in every chance you get. And so it's just important to, like, really just be with yourself and have an inner process to really hear yourself, your higher guidance, and then you can't not listen to your heart once you've gone through awakenings and transformations. And so I see that, you know, when you have a concern, share it with others. For you, Elizabeth, like, you know, any concerns that you've raised, you know, I'm the first one to say, oh, maybe here's an answer. How about this? Does this help you? And I like the example of Patreon.com, which I'll do a quick little overview. Patreon.com, I worked with Elizabeth here to help her set up her Patreon. It's a funding platform, just like GoFundMe, that you can put your mission, your vision, your goals, the life you want to live out, you can put that on there, and then you can put what dollar amounts you need to raise in order to reach certain goals in your life, and you can even put things like packages, things that you already do for friends and family that you do, and you put those on there as rewards for anybody that gives you money towards living out your dreams. So I encourage everyone to create a Patreon.com account. Her Elizabeth's account is www.patreon, which is patreon.com/diamonds. Diamonds. So go ahead.
I just want to say, I took a day or two to sit down and write my heart on that piece of paper on Patreon. Patreon is a genius practicing idea to practice love and giving back and forth exchange with your group of people that you know. It's just brilliant. So you write down, you know, your heart, what you're asking for. Me, I put love me, what I'm asking people to love me for. And you write that in the middle, and then you make like four or five goals, or not goals, but four or five things. Like if you love me with $9, for example. Oh, gosh, I forgot that one. Do you have that up?
Can you read $8 or more. The first one is you shared a beautiful song with everyone. Then the next one is pledge $8 or more. You, Elizabeth, will read their On the Diamonds Forever 31 show on Mondays. Show you will read their 800 to 1500 word message that they've always wanted to write and tell to the world.
Isn't that genius, you guys? So if you love me, I'm going to love you. And if you surely got a heartbeat, you want to tell the world what, you know, whatever it is. And I didn't put no limits on it. I just put 500 to 800 words, but if it's less or if it's more, and if you're too shy right now, I can read it for you or you can read it. Isn't that awesome? And other things that I'm asking, or whatever, other things are really creative. So go even just take a look at mine and make your own and love me. I know you don't know me, but if your heart is connected with ours and wanting to change the world, we're all going to do it. This is the time, you guys. So love me.
Also
but
on her rewards
concept,
here.
Yeah, the concept, though, is... Yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing I like is we're giving to each other. It kind of gets us in the practice of loving each other. And if you guys don't have any love for me, you don't have no money, just, you know, I want you to, if you want to do one of those things, do it. I'll do it for you for free. Okay. So anyway.
And I see also you have, they can have their own, they can come on a show, they can have their own show on Diamonds Network. You really have some great benefits. So they should definitely check that out. Anybody who's tuning in, it's really cool. So we have about 4 minutes left here. I have a little bit more to cover here. So the
Doran, can I just I got the guy here for my car? Can you finish up? And
sure.
I love all you guys.
Oh, sure,
love you, Doran. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sure.
I'll let you finish.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming
on. I'll keep
on. Bye now.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye now. So all right. So. So it's really important. Elizabeth is a leader, and she is really in a state of trust and allowance, and she set her intention. She's visualized her future. She shifted her thoughts and her words, and she's vibrating in a high frequency, and now the last step is just to take that action, to let go and to just go and find that the world that you've created is out there and it's ready. And that's all there is left to do for all of us, humanity. It's not easy, but it is really important. The shift in our world will happen when we shift, when we do our inner work, when we take action and shift our lives. So we are the example, and I love the idea of the White Light Railroad. I just got some downloads from Athena Starseed about a month or so ago about the White Light Railroad and how we are essentially our tribe is set up everywhere around the world, but we just need to kind of set up centers across the country and around the world where we can gather. And the White Light Railroad, I just got the download that it's just like the Underground Railroad of the past in America, where the slaves were freed via the Underground Railroad. So essentially, when those slaves, Harriet Tubman, freed herself, she didn't say that was enough. She had a call in her heart to do more, to help others be free. And when I crossed the country, the Mother Road, Route 66, a few years ago, that's not enough for me. I'm out here in California helping to put together Source Network, the source.network, and putting together the new internet, bringing together all the leaders that have the solution, putting all our web platforms together, sharing all of our ideas around the world through broadcasts, seeing how we can get every person into broadcast, every light worker into broadcast, so that we are a global broadcast network and that our truth and our highest excitement and how to bring back the village and permaculture and aquaponics and free energy and perfect health and all of the solutions that we all have, we all hold pieces to the puzzle that is heaven on earth, a paradise on earth, and our highest divine life that we live out together. We all hold these pieces. So when we bring them to the surface and we broadcast them out to the world, and we do that as a unified force, the whole world will listen because all of our friends are tapped into our Facebook, our Twitter, our social media, our website. So if we could just change our network, our friends, our family, and everybody in our path, if we can just transform them, help them to awaken, help them to activate their true self, help them to transform into their divine self, that is enough because there's tens of millions to hundreds of millions of us around the world that are in these Facebook groups and that are online, and we, Source Network, our goal is to network all of us together and to, through the internet, through broadcast, through transformational tours, traveling up the West Coast in 2017 in the summer, then across the country, 3 America tours in 2018 summer, and then 7 continental tours in the summer of 2019, broadcasting all of the solutions and everything, the teachings and entertainment that we do at the festivals out to the whole world through the process. And so thank you all for tuning in. Are you next? Are you the next to take the leap? Love you all. Blessings. Peace.
see you the next.